Hello and welcome to episode 25 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. We are doing something slightly different this episode. We are recording on my iPhone via the app called Boss Jock. We did do this before in episode whatever at the Langley Arms was.
Right.
Live. And that seemed to work okay. So we're going to give it another whirl.
Tell them why, Punch.
Well, why is because we're going to do a Gogglebox style episode today where we are going to watch The Axe on Britain's Got Talent, one of our favourite shows.
Definitely.
And we are going to basically be the judges, but we're going to do that in between all of our usual segments. So we'll give it a whirl and see how it flies.
Sounds ambitious, but it could happen.
Yeah. And this is Rich, by the way.
Hello,
Rich.
I'm back. I'm back again for another episode of The Three Peeps in a Podcast.
And also, we've got Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you this evening?
Yeah. Thanks very much, Mike. A bit of admin before we kick off. Just to say congratulations to Daniel Braddock for winning the Three Peeps in a Podcast Fantasy Football League. He just pipped Daniel Doyle by about 3 points, I think.
Some sort of cockney name.
What, Danny Doyle?
Yeah.
Danny Doyle, hooray. So Dan Braddock wins. What does he win?
Just his name on the radio.
Name on a podcast.
Anything, any merch we've got left?
Car
on
sticker, yeah.
Car sticker, so, or a little tiny sticker.
Dan, anything we don't want, essentially.
Yeah, Dan, if you can send us your address, you will get one. Third class.
Signed photo.
Signed photo, yeah. Whatever you want. Tell us what you want.
Within
the confines of £3. congratulations. And also, forgot to mention on the last podcast, actually, we were featured on Podbean, which is the server that we use to store our podcasts. And as a result of that, our followers went from about 11 to about 211. So thanks very much to Podbean for featuring Three Peeps in a Podcast. And to celebrate that fact, we've selected one of the new followers at random. And we will be, if you can send us your address as well, we'll certainly send you a car sticker. So congratulations to Max Walters, wherever in the world you are. Say congratulations to Max.
Congratulations, Max. Do you still wear those tight legging things?
Don't get it.
It's Max Wall, a famous comedian.
Okay.
Is that from like the 70s?
Yeah, but that's when things were funny. Now you just laugh at camp comedians.
Hates modern comedy and hates modern music.
I don't like modern stuff, I just don't like non-funny stuff.
Okay, all right. So before we go into our first segment, which is what we've been up to, we're going to take a break there and we're going to watch the first of tonight's act on Britain's Got Talent. So this is being recorded on Tuesday. It's the third semi-finals and the act is called Kronos Agoria.
Yeah.
So we're going
to be British.
We'll give that a go and we'll be back in a second.
Do it as a second clip.
Okay, so
you're doing what I was in my room and doing, eating whilst chatting whilst just casually eating.
Just as we were watching that act, whose name I've actually just forgotten, I've tucked into some Roundtree's pick and mix. It's a perfect storm of tutti frutti's, fruit pastels, and fruit gums.
The gums. I don't like the gums.
Mm.
That's a weak link for me.
Yeah, no, not me. Anyway, so that act, it was basically a dance troupe, which I'm not a big fan of.
Again.
But
if they got rid of dance troupes and singers in Britain's Got Talent, they'd be a half decent programme.
There'd be nothing left.
But there'd be a lot more variety, hopefully.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
I'm sure Queen don't want to see more people just dancing to that kind of music.
Yeah. But obviously, they're very talented at what they do. They have got a talent. It was quite an intense performance. We had standing ovation from David Walliams and what's her name?
Alicia Keys.
Alicia Dixon. but not for me. Mike?
Not for me. I'll tell you why quickly. The fashion sense was inconsistent. They were wearing suits with a hoodie and no socks. The best thing about the performance for me was a song, Run Boy Run, featuring the lead singer of Elbow and some dance bloke. I hate dance troupes. I don't like them. So
obviously, they've got talents. I'm not something the average person
can do. Okay, I'm not going to say, they have got a talent, but I don't enjoy this type of act. It's too many of them. Just move on and do something else.
Yeah. Any thoughts?
No, it's rubbish. Well, it was good what he did. It was very good dancing, and I would love to be able to dance like that.
Yeah.
But we've seen it all before over the years of Britain's Got Talent, and I'm sure the Queen, when she's rolling up in a Rolls Royce to where it is at the Palladium, she isn't looking forward to seeing another dance troupe, is she?
Okay.
And that's what the winners are getting. But no, it isn't. The winners aren't getting that. They're getting Cowell, who is I can't market him. I can't market these lot.
Yeah. Right. Just for the people on the end of this, Rich is doing the Bunsen burner, nice little earner finger rubbing. Okay, well, that's the first act. We'll come on to the second act in a bit. So let's come on to what we've been up to. Mike, do you want to go first? Tell us briefly what you've been up to in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, what have I done? Just met with mates, and today I went to... I don't know, did I go to Slimbridge last time, before the last one?
Yeah, you've done Slimbridge.
Yeah, I've done that, keep that. I went to Noah's Ark today. Yeah. Noah's Ark Zoo Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite nice. It cost £17, the same amount as a zoo, which I thought was a bit much, although it does have rhinos, elephants, lions. We've got lions at Bristol Zoo, but it's got more animals.
And bears.
It got bears as well. Oh gosh. And I thought it was a bit, so I went with my mother and father dearest. The concession for OAPs, instead of £17, you only pay £16. That's good. It was a very good day out. I understand the concept, not a concept, but is it a creationist zoo?
I think it's actually got some religious tint.
Connotations. Someone said they went to...
Connotations.
There's a religious slant. Someone went to one of the speeches they do, and they mentioned our Lord baby Jesus. But yeah, apart from that, it was fine. It's a lot of good animals.
They're under the impression that Noah's Ark really happened, and he had all the time in the world to just get two of each animal in a boat.
And that's why they made the film
Noah starring Russell Crowe was good until strange things started happening.
None of those animals on the ark attacked each other, or they all got on, yeah?
Perfectly.
And also, the ideal thing for a 30-year-old man to do is to start collecting the Euro 2016 stickers, which I started doing again, for my godson and his brother, not for me.
Absolutely, yeah. I must admit, I collected the World Cup one 2 years ago.
And you start doing this year, please.
But this time around, I just can't be bothered.
Well, I got my godsons, I feel obliged to do it for them.
Okay. The highlights, Mike?
Yeah, you know what I'm like.
I've done
seeing you soon tonight.
That's my highlight, yeah.
Okay. Love seeing you soon.
Excellent. Rich, do you want to just give us a few highlights over the past couple of weeks?
I'm just checking on a run tree to a world record. Had a night out on Saturday. I'm watching the FA Cup final with some mates. Ventured into the Oldland area again, the Dolphin. And onto the Crown Horseshoe, I think
I
got...
Is that where you were planning to watch the Euro games, in the main, or...?
Well, I think it was going to be the Crown Horseshoe, but I think on Saturday night I did get a friend out there. Because I did question the DJ's musical taste, and it ended up he was a landlord as well.
What were the musical interludes being played, roughly?
It's just...
Modern pop?
Just dance music.
Okay.
If he took time to look at his clientele, it was more people my age, 45, who want a bit...
Summer of 69.
Yeah, want a bit of just normal classics.
On the scale, the Rich Brown scale of sarcasm, between 1 and 10, what sort of level were you dealing with?
He was on his decks, and I just soloed up next to him, quietly, with a point on my hand. I just said, no, your music's shit, mate.
Oh, no.
And he said, I'm actually the landlord. And I said, well, don't matter. Maybe we should go back behind the bar and do that. Yeah, and he threw me out.
Yeah.
He told me to leave. I didn't get thrown out.
Do you want to just maybe apologise so that you can go back in?
Sorry, mate. Well, I was a little bit drunk. But no, it was a good day. Watching the FA Cup, wasn't the best match, but...
Crown and Horseshoe, you absolutely love it in there, don't you?
Yeah, the Dolphin's better. Yeah, Crown and Horseshoe's brilliant, for watching football. And also...
Sorry, where's that pub?
The top of Cowhorn Hill in Oldland. So you get past where the old golf course used to be.
Yeah. Warmly pitch and putt.
Just up the hill?
Up the hill, on the left, yeah.
Nice. Oh, I don't...
It's got Hayes, so it's fine, Thatcher's Hayes. Nice. And so it's Dolphin now. So anyone who likes Thatcher's Hayes, go to the Oldland area. And another highlight of mine... Lucy, my eldest, was invited to a sleepover around some friends of ours. So we went round to drop around, and my mate has got one of those virtual reality kits.
Oh, yeah.
I know when you kind of hear about it, but you kind of... it'd be like the old days, which is like a pillar in front of you. Yeah. It is amazing. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
So have you bought one?
I want to buy one.
What do you need for it? Is it...
You need the headset.
Is it Samsung-based?
No, it's HTC.
Oh, so you need an HTC phone, do you?
No, it's not the phone.
Right.
They make the headset.
Right.
It ain't one of those ones you pop the phone into.
Okay.
It's proper...
But then how do you get games for it and stuff?
You've then got a PC that runs the games. So it's through your PC.
And
you've got a cable plugged to your PC, at the back of the headset.
So it's not wireless then? You have to have it...
No, it's not wireless yet. It's still early stages, but it's amazing. There was one I was on the bottom of a... bottom of the ocean on a sunken pirate ship, and this big whale just literally just swam past, and it's you can interact the jellyfish, and he's like, you've got two joysticks.
Is it actually, as if you were in it, like a, you know, like a movie.
It is amazing,
right? But is it computer generated whales?
No. It's real, proper graphics. Okay. Like I will touch on something that's a bit more good about it.
Oh, no.
What he's got literally in his room. He's got in each corner.
Yeah.
Well, two corners opposite each other. It's like a laser, and you kind of maps your room out. So when you're in there, if it senses you're going to hit a wall or a settee, a grid comes up in front of your face.
Sounds expensive.
Well, the headset's £750.
What?
I need about a grand's worth of PC to run it.
What?
So yeah, it's a massive, it's a big outlay, but...
They work on a Mac?
Not yet. I think Mac are looking into it, but there's an app store you go to, and there's like constantly people uploading games, and if you buy a game and say you don't like it, as long as you play for it less than 2 hours, you can refund it back and get your money back.
Yeah.
But there's so many amazing games. There's an archery one. You've got two joysticks. So you've got one, which is the bow, one, which is the arrow, and you're looking over the side of a castle, thinking that you're actually looking. It's like you're there. It's amazing. But one of the best ones is the porn ones.
Uh-huh.
So you can see a man's chest, like your chest. It's a proper graphic one, like just a cartoon.
Mm.
Women everywhere, giving you the old...
Okay.
Have you seen that video?
Anyone else?
You seen that clip of people?
Okay. I had a reverse cowboy.
Did you see that? Have you seen that clip of someone doing virtual reality with it in a shop, and it becomes too much for them? They're on a roller coaster, fall over backwards.
But it is.
They're like a running idiot.
A bit of a knob doing it. But it is, unless you see it, I cannot describe it. Unless you need to have a go on someone's, because it is amazing.
The listeners are asking this question: Rich, is it the future?
It's definitely the future. Yeah, there'll be ones, because there's ones you can put yourself on Mount Everest. You can select that area and you stand on it. So I can imagine now, when you're watching football, you can sit in any seat, but they put out like six seats you can sit in, like a dugout, like a up above or in the corner. It'd be amazing watching tennis. It'd be brilliant. Like you're in the crowd, and you have to look left and right.
Mm.
That's immense.
It is. It's the future.
Okay. Thanks very much, Rich. Just your key highlights.
Sounds good.
Just a couple from me. Had a day out in Weston-super-Mare with friends Dan and Elena. And just, you sometimes forget. Jesus crikey! Can you put down the confectionery because it's reverberating in the.
You supply them.
That's right. Yeah, through around.
Right. You forget that it's only about 30 minutes away, really, on a good drive down. Park up on the beach and have a little wander along. Get to the pier, have a play about for half an hour.
Pay a quid to get on it.
Pay a quid to get on it, and then walk back along the beach. Quite nice on a warm summer's day.
Did you go to Winston's for chips?
Went to Winston's for fish and chips, which is basically the first fish and chip restaurant you come across.
Did you paddle in the breaking waves?
No, didn't.
Was there any breaking waves?
No, there wasn't.
In the ice?
So that was nice. Went to, just a quick shout out to Froome Valley Farm Shop, now called Pullins Farm.
Winston's to Froome, there's a lot of fingers involved in that, your trip.
I didn't get it. Oh, I see. Western Froome. Nice. But it wasn't... It's not actually in Froome. It's more Winterbourne, I'd say. Yeah. And it's Pullins Farm. And there's got Sarah's Kitchen there, which is basically a cafe.
I know where it is.
And they
past Perrin Pit.
Yeah. And they do breakfasts, which are described as 10 on 10. Quite a little bit pricey.
Like meat, they've...
Yes, it's a farm shop, but there's a cafe on the side.
Yeah, but is it meat they've reared?
I don't know if it's they've reared, but they certainly make their sausages on site and things like that.
You can't pick a pig like you pick a lobster.
There is a pig pen as you come in on the left.
And you can pick your pig.
What, to be killed, slaughtered, and made into sausage?
Yeah, I think maybe that's the future.
Within the hour.
They're sort of working their way up to that.
Future.
I recommend Sarah's Kitchen at Froome Valley Farm Shop. And then last weekend, went to Tintern Abbey. In Chepstow, just through past Chepstow Racecourse.
Where did you sit out on the Tintern app?
I actually asked them what their Wi-Fi password was, and it was in fact Tinternet. So very well done for that. Went to the Royal George Hotel for a meal, and
what did you eat?
What did I have? I had Guinness and steak.
Steak.
Pie,
definitely steak involved.
Pastry as well, which was nice.
It's on a diet.
But for those of you who haven't been to Tintern Abbey, which is, you know, basically a listed building, which is still there, but obviously not actually an abbey that's used anymore. But it's one hell of a sight. Mike, put the chocolate buttons down, please.
I went into the abbey once wearing a nun's outfit.
Yeah,
and the bloke said, "You come often?" I said, "No, it's a habit."
Thank you very much. So that's what we've been up to.
That's what I bring to the podcast.
Yeah, maybe get a new writer for your jokes. Right, so that's the end of that segment, and we're just going to look at the next act, which is Zyra Rose. And
another great British name.
And they are British. And I think they're a four-piece singer
so
group.
Dance and dancers. Is dance and singers?
Well, the first two are, yeah. But I think they are four girls from somewhere in the UK, so we'll listen to that now. Okay, and we're back after listening to Zyra Rose, four girls singing Set Fire to the Rain by Adele. Rich, can I just get your thoughts and try not to swear?
I would set fire to them and Adele on the same stage. That was the biggest pot of crap I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Rubbish.
So you didn't think they had any talent at all?
Well, look, they're nice looking girls, but if you don't sell records just by looking nice, we shouldn't do anyway. Look at Mick Jagger. None of crap.
Okay.
If they release a single, I'll rush down to the shops and set fire to
okay.
Can't tell me like that.
I'm going to give more of a neutral view now. I thought that they all can sing.
Neutral, not on anyone's side, am I?
Just more of a review based on not based on anger. So I thought there's four girls. As Rich
correct. Yeah, they definitely are.
As Rich pointed out, four semi-attractive girls, and I think they can all hold a note. And I particularly liked the key change when they literally were set fire to the rain. So
back to my original argument about these programs, yes, they have got talent, they can hold a note, but that they're born with that talent. Yeah, that's just a natural talent they're given. Is writing your songs at the talent?
Yeah.
There's thousands of people in the world with that talent.
Yeah, okay.
They're not original,
but they're not on Britain's Got Talent, are they? I think out of the two so far, I'd give them first place. Go on, Mike.
You give them one. I think it's fair to say that it's fair to say that David Walliams is enjoying tonight's semi more than me, but that's nothing new there. Don't like singers, I don't like dance acts. Sometimes, if they're a bit different, but all the same, maybe do your own song. That's not essential, but no. Let me finish. They can sing, so they have talent, okay? I'm not doubting that.
Those people have.
Yeah, exactly. But not for me. And they will be one of the top two more than likely because it's all singers.
Can market it.
Yeah.
Let's wait and see.
Because Cowell can market it and make money out of it.
Let's wait and see, because last night's show, which I'm sure you watched, there was, I'd say there was a good four or five acts that could easily have won it.
Yeah.
So we'll reserve judgment on, well, at the end, we'll put which two we think will go through.
Can I just...
Rich will not pick a singer.
As the only single man here, so I'm allowed to do this, can I just rate the ladies of beautifulness?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't notice that Patch did say semi-attractive women.
Yeah. Not Shen's.
His wife,
yeah. I think I'd go for... Well, she's turned her head, but I think the third one in... The third from the left is nice. She's number one. Then the fourth one's number two. And then the one on the far left. And then Nicola Roberts from Girls Aloud.
Thank you very much, Mike. Okay. Let's go on to our next segment, which is in front of us. We have the latest offering from Eat, Drink and the Rest. Oh, and on the front page, you've got Justin Lee Collins holding up the Eat, Drink and the Rest magazine from the interview which we did for episode 22. Oh, and if you flick to the middle page, there is a two-page spread on Three Peeps in a Podcast. Fancy that.
Any photos of us, Patch?
Yes, there are. There's actually an action shot of us interviewing Justin in this magazine. Justin's got his eyes shut, which is a shame. I've got my sort of...
deep in thought.
Yeah, finger on my chin.
I'm itching the area of my head behind my left ear.
Yeah.
I'm holding the microphone.
You're holding the...
Selfie stick.
But yeah, so basically this centre page spread just narrates the first sort of 5 minutes of the show, and it says to hear more, listen to episode 22 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. So thank you very much to EDR for that, and the full back catalogue, as it says there. All about Brandon, isn't it, Rich?
Who?
All about branding.
Oh, branding is, yeah. You know, so there's a common theme on my my branding for the
green and white. What font is that?
Can't remember what it's called now.
Okay. Okay.
What's even more exciting on the page that follows that is the Euro 2016, what do you call that?
Wall chart. Yeah. So you can put your scores up there, and that's a great offering.
Tells you the dates and the times.
So you can take out the centre page spread, and on one side you've got our interview, on the other side you've got a very useful wall chart.
If I wanted to take in all England's group matches, where would I come and go and watch it?
That's funny you should mention that.
Biggest indoor screen.
Yeah, funny you should mention that. On the inside page, it's promoting the Sports Bar and Grill at Ashton Gate Stadium. It says the home of English football.
Which is correct, in both accounts.
But it home is somewhere you live, so does English football live there?
Yeah. Yes. So as Rich said, it's the biggest indoor pub screen in the UK. A couple of good drinks deals, 4 bottles of Heineken for £10, 2 pint pitcher of lager or cider for £7. So book a table with a view of their big screen to avoid disappointment is the message.
And you can also tell our loyal listeners that we're going to record live around the 14th of June, if they will.
That's
come
correct.
Down and
yeah, we've,
be part of the audience, that'd be delightful.
Yeah, we've actually agreed to go down and help promote Sports Bar and Grill. And I think we're going down, as you say, on the 14th of June. We're going to watch one of the quieter games there. Not the quieter games, but one of the less popular games. I think it's Portugal versus Albania, is it?
Oh, it's Iceland, the football
event. Yeah, Iceland, yeah.
Portugal versus Iceland. Yeah, I mean, we picked that because of Mike's Peds Places last week. Last episode. Yeah, so feel free to come down. We'll be recording it up on the mezzanine floor and doing a quick interview with one of the representatives, one of the co-founders of Eat, Drink and the Rest, and also the manager of the Sports Bar and Grill.
Lovely. So they can be part of the audience.
Enjoy the
maybe hear yourselves laugh.
Complimentary lobster dinner. Just looking at the page after the war chart, it's got the England fixtures. Why the hell is the England-Wales game on at 2 o'clock on a Thursday?
Just the way it fell, Mike.
No, it's based in France. Why they got afternoon games? I thought they'd be...
games in, I should imagine.
Yeah, it's normally sort of 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock at night, so most people can see it. Or weekends, maybe lunchtime.
Or complaints to UEFA or FIFA.
Well, it's been announced today, I don't know if you heard on the news, in Lons, where the game's being played, there's an alcohol ban, except for in the 10,000... attendance fan park thing.
Crikey. So chaps, you want to just pick
just for that game, just for the England-Wales game, nice.
Oh, I see. Just if you want to have a quick flick through and pick out a couple of highlights whilst you're looking, I'll say that I think I've did feedback, Mike, that it would help us to have page numbers, so that will be coming soon. But celebrate Father's Day at Stake of the Art down on the harbour side.
How can I get 10% off that punch?
You can get 10% off. It was an exclusive deal through saying Three Peeps in a Podcast, but also we've shared the wealth with Eat, Drink and the Rest, and on the front page it says 10% off your bill at Stake of the Art with this magazine.
Oh.
So get yourselves down there for Father's Day.
Doesn't mean you can get 20% off one.
Or any day, yeah. And you can only use one voucher at a time.
My highlight is I like a scan train. So at the Shant, you've got Sunday...
did this last time, by the way.
I know, I was doing it again because you didn't go. Sunday the 29th of May and Friday the 10th of June, you've got the scan train. So that's always good for us older generations.
Yeah. Mike, you want to pick out some key highlights?
The key one for me, without doubt, this really excites me, the Sandringham pub. Only because the other night I went to watch Liverpool lose in the cup final down the, was it Horseshoe and down end, and bumped into Adam Sims, who was mentioned by Joe Sims on the episode
whatever that was, 22, 21, 20, something like that. you get the general idea. I've not seen Simsy in a while. It turns out his local pub is the Sandringham. Why he wasn't there and he was at the t'other horseshoe, I don't know. But bloody good bloke, Simsy. Bloody good pub, Sandringham. Get down there.
Has anybody heard the advert on Talk Sport for the fan of the day?
No.
It's a Robert Stone accent. I wonder if it's Joe Sims who's done the voice here.
Tweet him, ask him. Just before we move on, towards the back, it talks about the 2016 South Gloucester show, which is on the 6th and 7th of August. So get along to that.
Where is it?
Where is it? It's actually in just outside, well in Westerly, by the two garden centres there. And on the next page, it says they're doing a beer competition there. And I think it looks like the entries are Bath Ales, with the best bitter entry is Gem. I think we've all had a bit of Gem. Cotswold Spring Brewery for the Codger, or the Dynamite for IPA.
If it's for Satan,
yeah, Codger, Jonathan Codger. Great Western Brewery, which is just on the Hambrook Lights there. The Bee's Knees Bitter, or the Maiden Voyage. Severn Vale and Wickwar Brewery are also putting some forward. So maybe we should get along to that.
I'm guessing twice going to vote for
assess them.
Dursley Steam Bitter.
Yeah, Dursley Steam Bitter on Severn Vale Brewery.
It's close one, Dursley.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, that's the eat, drink and the rest. Just to mention as well, on the back page, 15% discount on food at Sports Bar and Grill. So get yourself down there for the Euros, and if you can, get along and join us on the 14th.
Sorry to butt in. Yeah. Before we can watch another act on Britain's Got Talent.
It very much is indeed is, yes.
Right,
we're just going to have to quickly forward through. So talk amongst yourselves.
Question is, David Balliams, is he actually gay? Or does he just...
I don't know. I think...
This act he puts on, I really hate it, with sort of campness. Look at me, I love men. My argument to that is you've got a wife, apparently he doesn't.
He's another singer. Fast forward it. I'm not listening to another singer.
Okay, we're just going to...
This is X Factor. This is Britain's Got Talent, for God's sake. It's supposed to be variety.
No, it's good.
Make
money out of
it. I'm not watching.
We're now going to watch, me and Mike are going to watch, Josh Curnow, I think his name is.
There's
another singer, quite rightly pointed out by Rich.
Rubbish.
So we'll just have a listen to that now. Okay, we're back. Firstly, want to apologise for the editing that's going on here. This is editing on the fly, trying to sort of do a three peeps sound bed in between, but don't know if it's working. Anyway, so that was Josh Curnow, who has got a gravelly voice, I would describe it as, and he did a song which was called Mike Running, 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 Running All the Way with You, I think it was.
Yeah,
originally by...
Originally by some artist.
Not him, basically.
But he played the piano and sang, so there's a double talent there.
I've never sang before in my life. I've never seen any 8-year-old kid do that.
Quite original. So it's another singing act, which Rich hates, but anything positive to say, Rich?
No. Dross.
Just leave it as no.
Dross Curnow, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a good voice, but again, we've seen it all before. Mm. There's nothing new, is it? Nothing. I could see that down the pub on a Saturday night if I wanted to.
At that standard?
Yes, okay. If not better.
If not better, you heard it at first.
Yeah, which pub? Guitar as well.
Which pub?
Well, you got your Dolphin. You got a...
There are other pubs available outside of
loads.
Alton. But again, I think he's one of the popular choice of the ladies as well with his stubble.
So you're selling songs by looks.
Essentially, yes. Mike, any comment?
Nicely contoured facial hair.
Yeah.
I think his voice may be put on slightly, his gravelly voice. Maybe he should go and lay gravel on people's drives.
Excellent. I don't know why we're not judges on Britain's Got Talent, but... yeah, I think he has a chance to get through to the semi-finals.
It's somebody that Simon Cowell can market and make money out of. There's nothing to do with the Queen. Whoever wins this, the Queen gets to see it. She can't give a shit about Josh Curnow. It's money for Cowell and his milk, his cow, his cash cow.
Before you make that decision,
ten seasons into Britain's Got Talent now, Rich.
Before you decide,
you idiots, watch it.
Just to let you know that A, Rich is very emotional tonight. Secondly, it would mean everything if Josh could win to him. So
it would literally mean everything.
It would mean everything.
Well, I won't ever buy any of this stuff. So
okay, all right.
Yeah, last 2 minutes, like Steve Brookstein.
Where is Steve Brookstone?
Exactly.
Right, good. I line that up for you. So before we come on to the next act, which Rich is quite excited about.
Looking more
because, variety. Because it's not a singer or a dance troupe.
It's a dancing polar bear.
just want to, I don't know if you boys are happy to share your views on Brexit. Just a quick sort of
politics
and no, just a quick random subject. Brexit. Obviously, you've got the referendum coming up on the 23rd of June. Any views, Rich?
I don't know. Either way, I don't know.
So you got. So basically, are you gonna vote? Is the first question.
I'll probably try and vote. Yeah.
Okay. But what will help you?
I don't mean this in a.
What will help you make a decision? You want to see the hard facts?
Yeah, I need to see some. I need to see a pros and cons, but like people just spinning it and lying to me.
Yeah.
But. I didn't mean it's in any sort of racist way or anything. I'm English. Mm. English first, British second, European third.
Okay.
I hate when they ask me my nationality and I had to pick British.
Why British?
Because I'm English.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
And you're from Avon.
Born in Clifton originally.
Are you?
Yeah.
Posh shot. Yeah, like, so my view is...
I don't know who to believe, do I?
My view is...
I do follow a hero of mine, not a hero, but he's obviously a massive influence on my life, is Peter Hargreaves, because he obviously took me on at Hargreaves Lansdown.
Yeah, what's his views?
He wants to get out.
Does he?
Yeah, he's all over Twitter.
He spent a lot of money on the Brexit campaign, sent letters to people within Bristol and South Gloucestershire.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so... He's not very wrong, actually.
So that's effectively, you're saying that's someone you trust.
Yes.
So you, you know, you'll check what he's sort of saying, what his reasons are, and then if you're convinced.
Cameron says.
No.
Mm. I wouldn't go on anybody but what Dave Cameron told
me. I'm a bit nervous about leaving.
That is Peter Hargreaves. I'm a little bit nervous about how this speech might go.
I'm a little bit nervous about leaving because now that we're in... I think staying in would be the sort of the easy way out.
Can't we start if we go out? Can't we start giving our own rules and trading with companies on our own terms?
Will shops be allowed to sell bendy bananas?
Yeah.
No, I'll go to my. I'm a bit like Rich. I don't know A, if I'm going to vote, and B, which way to go, because it's all spin on TV. It's all. I want to leave, so I'm going to tell you why we should leave, and essentially lie.
Just think about the papers.
But like I said about Mr. Hargreaves, who we all know. He's a good man. I more like to trust what he says. He says he's got 150 reasons why we should leave. Yeah. He's invested a lot of money in the campaign. By the way, this doesn't sway me to say we should leave. I honestly don't know. I just want someone impartial to give me their both sides of it, the opinions, or why. If we stay, it means this. If we leave, it means this. Staying is the easy thing because it's the status quo. It's safe.
Yeah.
And if you leave, but then again, if you leave. More power to us as a country, but does that affect us financially in the economy? Does it affect people with houses? You know, the share markets, will that affect us? Yeah, how does it? Basically, you have to think of what is important in your life. So it's money, sadly, health system, and things like that. How we're leaving or how we'll stay in affects us.
Mm.
But because it's all spin, I'm not comfortable with the opinions given.
But I guess without some strong economic modelling, the answers to those questions will only be if it actually happens.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of uncertainty around everything, whether it happens or not.
We're quite a strong country, aren't we?
I'm sure we'll find our way out of it.
We've given a lot of our manufacturing and other things away to different countries. We've lost a lot of it. So we've lost a lot of what we had.
We have got innovators in this country.
Like Dyson is an amazing example. We're an amazing country, and maybe, possibly, leaving might give us more power and make us great again.
What are you actually saying, Mike? Britain's got talent.
It has a lot of talent. A lot of talented people that can sing, that can dance, and that can act camp, like David Walliams.
And as we're going to discuss, no, not discuss, as we're going to visualise now, we're going to visualise the next act, which is Vadik, great British name, yeah. And the bear.
Yeah, it's full of Britain's
yeah.
program.
So here we go, just going to try a bit of a fade out with the sound bed, here we go. Okay, we're back after watching Vidic and the Bear. Bears, I should say. So it turned out to be a dance troupe, really. Six oversized bears and a scary-looking bloke with a clown face and a Union Jack top and kilt. Again, obviously there's something in there that is fairly talented. People controlling bears, which have got to be sort of 12 to 15 foot tall. But I, quite frankly, I'm scared of the man in the middle. What are your thoughts, Rich?
Yeah, it was original compared to the other two acts, I guess. But I wouldn't mind one. Those suits are quite good.
Mm.
But yeah, not the greatest. They were a little bit out of sync, weren't they, the bears?
Yeah, the bears are a bit out of sync.
Which... Well, it was your usual... Ice Baby, Hammer Time, that's nothing new, is it?
Yeah. Okay. They've put these through as... They always seem to put at least two or three through a night of the sort of novelty, jokey, basically crappy acts.
Silly sods, if you will. For me, it was pleasing to the eye. It's colourful, it's lively, it's fun. It's shit, but it's fun to watch.
It's original.
Original gangster. I had comments to make. I don't know. It was good. It's a dance troupe, but it's not your standard wannabe diversity.
Wasn't street dancing.
Let's have someone with a big afro and chuck him over the other ones and all that nonsense. No. These are polar bears, No, it was playful, Your kids were like this, or maybe should be in bed by this time. That's official Three Peeps advice. He's probably my top choice so far.
Yeah. Well, I say it was original. At the three acts so far, it was different.
I think that's probably the fourth act, isn't it?
Two singers and one dance.
And the best.
Four.
Okay. So on to our next sort of. I've got another random conversation starter. Just quite get your views on this.
I've got a question as well in a minute, but yeah, go for yours.
I'll go first. Yep. What are your views on the proposal from the Football League to go to five leagues and hence 100 Football League teams? So basically, it'd be five leagues of 20. Rich, I'll let you go first.
Not really a big fan of change when it comes to football.
No.
Right, when 1992 came along, that was a good choice, but... We start messing and start adding more teams, and I don't know, we could move away from the traditional. I remember football. It was like Euros, isn't it, this year? Just get more teams involved, there's more games, more money. It's all money oriented, isn't it?
I know that obviously the Premier League has got 20 teams in it, but we get, as a season ticket holder, we get 23 games a season at the moment.
Didn't it say so much to do with trying to cut down
night games and stuff like that? But so we get 23, we're going to get 20 games, and it'll be the same price, won't it?
Of course, yeah. And it's three less time to go out and watch football.
Yeah, and have a drink. Mike, any thoughts?
Yeah, these chocolate buttons are lovely. What does it mean? Does it mean that the 20... Because there's going to be a new league, does that mean
the teams come up?
The Premier League won't change.
No. So the
Premier League's fine, but they want...
Teams of 20.
Okay.
Leagues of 20.
So that means... So
basically eight more
now, so currently...
Football League divisions, is it?
Yeah. But eight currently non-league teams would effectively join the Football League.
Okay, so it's not going to be one thing we mentioned going back is like in the Spanish style where you have Barcelona B, so you have like a Liverpool B team. We mentioned doing that. So it'd be teams like Forest Green and Auburn and Barnet, even though they're already in the league, but lower teams would come up.
Yeah, so I imagine that they would basically promote eight league teams and do a bit of jiggery pokery and teams.
They're probably just doing it so Salford City can get in the Football League.
BBC's favourite. Okay, let's go on to. Should we go on to Room of Doom?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Okay, Mike, have you got a random question?
Kind of. It's just something to show off our talents, aka make us sound stupid. After going to Noah's Ark today, I.
Done that already.
Yeah, but let me finish. What's your best, aka probably worst, what's your best animal impression?
I'm currently doing lots of animal impressions with my young child. Her best is a fish, which just goes. So I'm quite impressed with that.
And she does a good
monkey as well.
She's learning the alphabet.
Yeah. Go on, Rich. Have you got anything lined up?
This is my best animal impression. Hello there, right? A little horse.
Excellent, Mike. What have you got?
I think mine is. I find myself. I was walking along, and I looked behind me just to make sure no one was nearby. But I commenced speaking with the goats. and I made such noises as thus.
You're kidding me?
I went, oh.
And that was about it.
He's been practicing that.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
I'm not gonna do it anymore. But yeah, good random question.
Thanks.
Okay, we're gonna go on to Room of Doom now, and I've got the jingle on here.
He's supposed to do a cat.
So I'm gonna press the button. Rubbish.
Was okay. A cat arguing outside?
All right, here we go. Room of Doom.
Dutch, Rich, and Mike in the tiny room. Tell us what's in your room of doom.
Okay, I have no idea if that worked, but hopefully it did. Mike, what is your entry for this week's A Room of Doom?
Room of actual doom. Two words for you. People that have pink cars. Firstly, that's more than two words.
Pink cars.
Making motor out. Vehicles.
Making out.
No, I'm not. Well, they are. They shouldn't be allowed.
What was it? When has he got eyelashes?
Oh yeah, they got eyelashes on the wind. Not windows, lights. That's the things.
Well, powered by fairy dust.
Yeah, all that nonsense. I saw one this week. I mean, they're all hideous. Mm. I'm sure you agree. It's worse than that kind of. What did Jeremy Clarkson called it STD orange or something on it. It was a four or something, but pink cars. There was one this week in the Tesco car park. It was terrible. It was a Mercedes. It was okay. It was pink, hideous, a really dark sort of shade of pink. On the side, on the driver's door, it said topless. So he thought, hang about. Here we go. She came back from shopping. She was a blonde piece.
Topless.
About 55 and. 26 stone.
Right.
Would that be topless,
isn't it? I don't know.
First sport car.
Yeah, I think it is. But I think it was referring to her, mammary glands. Yeah. Just pink cars. I just think it's hideous. If I was going out with someone, which I'm not, which you know we can change on this podcast.
Michael Pedley on Facebook.
One of the original. ideas for the podcast was
just
to
look him up. Michael Pedley.
He's agreed to go on first dates. I think, hasn't he?
I thought it was the end date was.
We'll start on first dates. See how that
the, thing that fin- the thing that offends me with that, the pink Mercedes, is you obviously paid a lot of money for the car just to have it ruined by
that's
the colour of paint.
Bang, that's it. You two need to nominate, that's one.
Hideous, yeah.
Well, we'll come on to the voting for it in a minute. I've got something to say about that. Rich.
My Room of Doom is for fellow gym users. I know... 2/3 of the podcast go to the gym. Do you still go to the gym, Patch? Yeah. It's probably more work gyms because it's more secure than a public gym, but it's people who don't use the lockers. So around the whole, well, this is our gym, for example.
Yeah, same.
Around the whole circumference of the room, there's lockers, but people will still just hang their clothes up on the hanger over the change room and just go into the gym and leave there.
And it smells.
So no, not that. When you come out to change, there's nowhere to change because you've got a fucking you've got a standby someone else's clothes.
Beep.
So get some tits. So use the lockers.
And they come back and someone stole them. You think they complain? Well, you can't complain.
Well, I tried to move a shoe now and again across the other side of the change room.
So it
just does my head in. It's laziness and it's inconsiderate.
Yeah. Okay.
Use the locker. That's what's there for the lockers.
And it does smell. And what happens in our gym, which is similar to Rich's, people tend to leave their trainers there as well. So they put their work shoes back on and go back and leave their trainers under the bench.
Oh, twat. It's also people.
Quite frankly.
Or people who use. You finish their shampoo and just leave the empty shampoo bottle in the shower or something.
Amazing.
Okay. I'm going to go for ketchup packets. You go into a restaurant and you want a bit of ketchup, and I don't know about you, but I like my ketchup
on everything,
on most things. And to be fair, the ketchup packet never contains one. It never contains enough ketchup for one sitting. Two, it's always an effort to get it open, and three, that's it. So I mean, I.
My favourite is...
prefer to have a ketchup bottle.
Yes.
Stop being so bloody stingy. Buy some ketchup bottles.
Or if they want to... what's what I'm looking for? Not portion it. What do they have nowadays in the war?
Ration.
If you're rationing it, in a McDonald's, say, they got those pump ones. You've got like a little kind of... Yeah. Little thimble-sized... Yeah. Thing you just put it on there, you could dip your chips in that.
I mean, that's like a happy medium for me. Yeah.
Well, but what you can revisit it.
What made me think of this was so I was in, I think it was
Cafe. Good to Weatherspoon. We're good to Weatherspoon's. They got a basket with your salt, pepper, vinegar, brown sauce, mustard, mayonnaise, red sauce,
and a blue plate.
blue plate.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
What was I going to say? What reminded me of this was, yeah, I was in Cafe Gusto last week and it was ketchup packets, which I had to basically use my teeth to get into. But then I was at, as I said at the top of the show, Froom Valley Farm Shop, and they had like oversized ketchup packets, but like plastic ones.
Or you peel the you peel a twisty bit off. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, which again I was happy with because there was enough ketchup in there.
It's when they charge you for the sachet as well. It's something like 20p.
Yes, like in a chip shop. What was I going to say? Completely lost it. Oh. Yeah, one thing about that larger sort of plastic version, it was Stokes ketchup instead of Heinz, which I wasn't overly sure of.
Okay, it's all made by the same people, isn't it? If you buy own brand beans, then often made by Heinz, just put a different label on it. So
I've heard a rumor that
I've heard a rumor
in those kind of places that produce your cornflakes, they kind of work like say certain hours on a cornflakes packet, like, and then the shift stops and they reload the different boxes. Obviously the food's still the same, just do it.
There you go.
Right, lovely stuff.
Fact of the day.
But yeah, I'm always a bit skeptical when it isn't Heinz. But argument for you: red sauce or brown sauce?
Red.
What, on a bacon sandwich?
Yes.
A sausage sandwich?
Yes.
Sausage.
I'm not a fan of brown sauce, so you carry on, but I'll keep saying red.
Just keep saying pillars.
It would be red ketchup, but
what, you're on a bacon sandwich?
I like brown sauce more than I used to. Simple as that.
Can I have both?
You're both wrong. No, definitely for your breakfast material, like your sausage, bacon, eggs, it's got to be brown sauce. The only time I'd use red sauce is on a hot dog.
Would you have ketchup as well? It's not ketchup, that's what you said. Would you have mustard as well?
The only time I'd have mustard is on a ham sandwich.
Ooh.
Ham mustard sandwich.
Is that English mustard?
Yes.
I like
just a bit of Dijon, I do mean.
I like the hot dog mustard or American mustard.
Yeah, but you are part American.
Squeezy shoes.
Should we have the first Free Peeps listener vote? Ketchup or brown sauce? Please let us know on Twitter or Facebook.
What I'll do is I'll set up a poll.
Yeah.
Do one for bacon sandwiches first and then one for chips.
Here we go. Oh. Okay, so we're now going to come on to.
Who won? Are we going to vote on that?
Yeah, ketchup one. Oh!
Oh, you prick.
Oh, the room of doom.
Yeah. Guess what?
Forgot all about that. Not tonight. we probably should vote on it.
What did you say?
Right, so Mike's was
pink cars,
which I haven't ever seen.
Mine is ketchup packets. Yes,
and yours were
Patrick's ketchup packets. Mine was not using the lockers in the gym.
Not using lockers in the gym. Okay, so my vote goes to Rich. Rich's vote goes to me. Mike, decide it.
My vote goes to Patch Warner, well done.
Yes, can you now go to the gym?
Thank you.
I
can't believe it.
But you never, you've never
these days, but Pat Jones.
But you've never encountered the gym change room, have you?
No.
You haven't.
So I won.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm saying
tactical vote. So I won. Yeah. So congratulations to me. I win another car sticker. Okay. So
chat's back window.
Coming on to back to Britain's Got Talent. We've got an act now that's basically. It is a dance act, but they use drones as part of their act.
Talking of drones, look at Ant and Dec.
I quite like Ant's, Ant's facial hair.
I said a great joke in work. Somebody was on about Games of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, sorry.
And he said, there's a pair of tits on every episode. And I said, just like Ant and Dec, sorry, like takeaway. We laughed and laughed.
How we laughed.
It's very good.
Clever, though.
It is good, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Look at Ant's beard.
Ant's beard is good. Right, here we go.
Flying bebop,
I think it was. Yeah. Essentially, one guy in the middle with around 12 drones flying around him in formation. Rich, your initial thoughts?
Well, he danced a little bit, didn't he? But I think that act could have happened without him. So it would have been just as good without him there.
Okay,
it was all right. Drones dancing.
As we said during that, if it was just the drones, basically a non-human winning Britain's Got Talent.
Plus, also it's just computerised programming. So
yeah,
it's not really talent, is it? You just program. You just sit on your computer and just type it in.
Computer programmers have got talent.
Yes,
so this is their way of showing it.
But nothing could go wrong in that, could it? there are people who are risking a mistake or something like that.
No.
That is just...
Technically, I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
It'd be like me just making a film and then pin it on, like the Oscars.
Right, okay. Mike, any thoughts?
Yeah, best act so far tonight. The guy dancing is... Nothing special about it. No,
flips.
With all spin on your head at the end, the sort of 1976 Bronx kind of shit. That was good. But Drones is original. It's modern.
Not something you've seen before.
Exactly. As Simon Cowell would say, I didn't like it. Full stop.
Yeah. There's nothing. You can't make any money out of that.
Yeah.
Very true. But no, I mean, it's one of those ones in the auditions that I remember.
How far can it go?
The audition was better than this one, to be fair. It wasn't as good tonight. But.
Yeah, I find that a lot in Britain's Got Talent so far. That you during the auditions, they edit it, they tweak it, they show people's reactions in the crowd, that sort of thing.
A bit more raw in the auditions, because they don't have all that big backdrop, do they?
Yeah, they, obviously I think they get like a budget of X to
get our teeth straightened,
to titivate it.
I was just thinking, like, you mentioned something that made me think of, you said they get reactions of people in the crowd. That has taken me back to episode one of this podcast when we spoke about it. We accused, Rich said Stephen Mulholland was gay, not me. I'm not gay, but he said that, yeah, I don't know, we joked about it. I'm not gay, no. You know, I dabble, but what... reactions of people in the crowd. What? I'm sat in the crowd and I just happen to have a microphone on and you just happen to hear what I'm saying. I hate that. And we also said about when they film like a kid at age 15 waking up, what are you doing in this bedroom?
What I did notice recently on Britain's Got Talent when I had to sit for it, when they were dancing like that, the crowd were clapping, whooping, but when it panned to the judges, they were just, the people behind them were just sat watching it. So where's this whooping? Is the
canned laughter style stuff?
They're dubbing it on.
Yeah. Well, it must be, because the crowd love absolutely everything you do.
They're puppets.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
They've got big signs on the side saying clap and stand up.
Okay. All right. Well,
otherwise, Simon Cowell will have been shot.
Well done to him. And well played to the Drones.
Do you reckon Ants growing a beard just because Simon Cowell grew a beard for this episode?
That did get mentioned.
Did it?
Yeah. Let's go straight on to
another singer.
Not, but it is actually another singer next.
I can't watch it, man.
This is great.
This is taking a minute, is it?
Why do you think I chose this episode?
It's bollocks.
Right, Rich.
This is the X Factor, isn't it, basically?
We're going to do the next segment now.
What is it?
It's Rich's rant.
Well, brilliant.
He's been doing that all night.
I started ranting about 40 minutes ago. My rant is...
Britain's Got Talent.
Is sexism, but against men, which seems to be a fair play. A few examples. The Diet Coke advert, where there's a huddle of women sat in the park, and there's a bloke mowing the lawn who takes his top off. Next event, they roll kind of coat down the hill like you do, and they all get, like, you know, start wetting their pants. Yeah, if that's the other way around, if that's a four blokes sat on a hill and this woman was doing something and they all started, woo, no, knocking one out, it'd be sexist. take me out, right? With Paddy McGuinness, Paddy Guinness, or anything. If that was 20 blokes lined up,
yeah,
and this woman come down in a lift, strutting her stuff with a miniskirt on,
yeah.
And blokes went, oh, get off your moose, or I can't wait to take you off. Ooh,
or press their buzzers. Yeah.
That would be sexist, wouldn't it? It just won't happen. You won't go to ITV. Yeah, what we've got 20 blokes, and they're all going to buzzer if a woman's ugly, or goof off,
what? So
it's
the other way, it's girl power, isn't it? Yeah. I hate all that.
Why is it allowed?
Yeah.
So it's sexism against men, which seems to be fair play.
Yeah.
Like, you get on Facebook, these people going, it's all typical man, can't multitask, blah, blah, blah. If that was over right round, it'd be... That'd be like class a bigger and things like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you go, girl, yeah.
It's just wrong. Sexism's fine in both ways, I reckon, if it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that show, Take Me Out, you couldn't do it the other way because they would hate it. It'd be basically a woman comes on and a man, and she go, oh, I'm Kelly, I got size 32 B boobs. That's it, B, and then things go off. But basically, the one as it is, with women buzzing them, or whatever we do, lights out, shites out, they say, my name's Steve, I'm 22, I love my family, it all goes off, hate family loving, they hate anything positive.
I play football, I can't play football, you ain't got to play as well, it's just something I do.
I'm close to my family.
So is your rant about Take Me Out, or is it?
It's sexism against men, which seems to be fair play. You'd like Coke adverts, things like that.
Is there a word for that? Is it like positive sexism,
something like that, yeah,
acceptable sexism, but it's not.
Oh, it's just no. I accept it. Yeah, I agree with Rich.
Again, it didn't bother me. I don't get offended by it. But I just know if it's the other way round, there'd be hell to play.
Yeah.
All right. You might not remember it. Back in the day, but when I turned 18, that's when nightclubs were quite popular. You used to get stuff for the post. You turned 18, you used to get stuff for the post for free vouchers. Yeah.
Still happened when I was 18. Right, yeah, right. 10 years happens. Later.
But you always got on the bottom of the ticket, no all male groups. You never get no all female groups. And also, they won't let you in a nightclub. If there's a gang of blokes, they won't let you in unless you're a couple.
No, true.
So you usually, back in the day, you used to find a group of women, or pretend they're couples, and go in. But you wouldn't get a gang of women not letting. I know blokes are probably a bit more likely to have a bit of a kick off and things like that. Yeah. But it's still sexism against men, seems to be.
Is that because, if they're on, Patch is going to love this, if there are no tits in the bar, then men won't go in?
Might be, but don't know.
Well, am I going to love it?
We don't know there's no tits in there until you get in there, do you?
Right, that's enough of that. So, Rich's rant this week. A few valid points made there.
It was good.
It was as strong as ever. I liked
especially
it.
The Diet Coke one.
One of your stronger rants, I'd say.
Thank you. Yes, come on. Well, that's got me going. I think talent. So
BGT Spiritual, probably what's spreading on. Okay, on to our next act, which is another singer, and I think she's 16, 17 years old. Stay. Her name is Morgan Connie Smith. Let's have a listen to that now.
It's a joke. Sick of it.
Okay, so that was Morgan Connie Smith, I think it was. I thought that all four judges standing up at the end was a bit much.
These are grown adults, Patch.
These are grown up. What, listening to the podcast?
No, grown adults standing up.
Standing up. Like, yeah, so they were she was a 17-year-old singer, and I think she was very nervous. I think her voice broke a few times, and I think those four standing up is basically saying that this is the most marketable person that we've had on the show so far. We'll all stand up, and then everyone will vote for her. Rich, I think you probably liked it, didn't you?
Yeah, I love it. Remember that annoying singer, type of singer, Heather Smalls from M People? The same kind of voice as that, so imagine how annoying that was.
Yeah.
That's back, she's back. Again, right, Cowell started throwing his fingers around, because like you said to me, Patch is a One Direction song. Little grow up.
History. Stuff.
And then what does Amanda Holden do? She starts doing the same wave as Cowell.
Mm.
It's rubbish. It's a terrible song. Her voice, yeah, she could sing.
She could sing, but she's no better than
any pub singer down the road.
She's no Leona Lewis. I think Leona Lewis was 17 when she started.
I've listened to Morgan Freeman
singing.
Yeah, rather than Morgan Connie White, whatever her name is.
What did you think of Leona Lewis?
Where's she now?
Well, I think she's been very successful. I think she's took some time off to have family or something.
What, she took about 9 years off? I think her family's probably teenagers now, aren't they?
Don't know.
Oh, Christ, that's like saying.
Like red rag to a ball. Any reality star. Go on, Mike, what have you got?
They're rubbish, though.
Oh, I didn't overly enjoy it. And the four judges standing up, I think they should take a long, hard look at themselves. I think an embarrassment. Because you've got Amanda, what's her surname? Shitax or something.
Holden.
Why is she even on there? She has no talent herself. It's just an irony.
She's done a few failed sitcoms.
And
with Jamie Thixton,
she's a West End star. But carry on.
Yeah, and Alicia Dixon is most famous for being a hussy on this show and loving everyone, and for having an annoying laugh.
She was in Destiny's Child, wasn't she?
Destiny's Child. You're that how racist.
How's Amanda Holden a West End star? How are we pigeonholing that?
I don't know. She's been in the West End.
Because who she is, not because she hasn't made it.
She should be called a West End performer, not a star.
She's famous for being Les Dennis' wife, and then had a cheat with him with Neil Morrissey. That's the only reason she got famous. She was on bloody blind date with Cilla.
He is right.
Please, Pat, can we have some more?
On date with him, look at him. He was campus Christmas.
Right. Have you got a quiz for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is said subject?
Said subject is mid-90s Britpop as requested by Rich Brown. So we've got seven questions, but it's in the lyric theme. So I read out some of the lyrics. Okay. Well, we'll give it a go. I think you've got much more chance than Patch. Patch might know two of them, but...
two of them, brilliant.
Well, who knows? I mean, you should have heard all of these songs, but we'll give it a go. Mid-90s Britpop.
Okay.
Question number one.
We haven't
got a... Oh, yeah. You're just going to say buzz.
Buzz.
Well, we'll wait for Rich to find one. This could take some time. Can we have that long, noisy siren, please, that doesn't go... Here we go.
How about I press the same buzzer?
Same buzzer.
Yeah, so I press... Oh, God. So I just press his phone.
Yeah, okay. But then it's kind of... I've got to look at...
Let's just have the table, Rich.
What table?
The one in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my joke.
Sure.
Right. No, whichever one you want.
Go.
Okay.
Goodness.
Play modem. Dial up.
Oh, my Lord.
Make it stop. Oh.
Yeah,
I don't, but okay. It's still going. Question number one in Mike Pedley's Brit Pop Quiz. Okay, the lyrics. Is this going to finish soon? Can you just turn it off? Okay. Okay, question number one.
Sorry.
Tap the table. There's always two sides. You don't have to suffer. If this is heaven, then send me to hell. So stay in the light. Don't take your eyes from the prize. Hey, there goes the bell.
Rubbish.
This is probably about 96, 97. I listened to this when I was on holiday in Guernsey.
Excellent.
Yeah, little fact for you there.
So the first bit again?
Yep. There's always two sides. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to suffer. If this is heaven, then send me to hell.
I know that bit.
You know that bit, because I did it to a tune almost, yeah. Should I just do it to a tune?
Yeah.
There's always two sides. You don't have to suffer. If this is heaven, then send me to hell. So stay in the light. Don't take your eyes off the prize. Hey, here goes the bell. Patch.
If it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you.
By 1 point for artist, 1 point for song title. Shit.
The Charlatans.
You know, it's stupid.
1 point, Patch Warner. Would you like to say the artist?
Is it called the beginning with D?
Yes.
Shit.
Deacon Blue.
No doubt.
No doubt. No doubt.
No. If it's good enough for you, that's the bloke who married Denise Van Outen, isn't it?
Yes.
Not Douglas Doubted or
think so.
Doug.
As far as I know, there are two guys in it.
I was dropping a Jamiroquai.
No, you're not.
You're not going to get it. It begins with D, definitely.
What is it then?
Oh,
dodgy. I told you it's dodgy.
Okay, so staying out for the summer.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well done. No,
it's Britpop, is it?
I went on Wikipedia Britpop. So
I liked it, mate. That's 1 point.
Excuse me. Well done. Number two. You don't have to have the solution. You've got to invest in the problem. And don't go hoping for a miracle. All this will fade away. So I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I know what? My rubbish lyrics.
Do it again, Mike.
So you don't have to have
so
the
you don't
have to have the solution. You've got to invest in the problem, and don't go hoping for a miracle.
Don't go.
All this will fade away. So I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. I know it
as well, but I can't think.
Do
what
you?
It is.
Okay. When
do,
you
do it to
a
tune.
To a tune. You. How does it go? You don't have to have the solution. You've got to invest in the problem. No, I know, but no, but when I. Well, I'll do the last bit. All this will fade away. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Oh, then he goes, where do you go? You don't have to have a solution. Oh, yeah. You don't have to have a solution. You've got to invest in the problem. And don't go hoping for a miracle. All this will fade away. So I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Is it called I'm Coming Home?
No.
Oh.
It's one of my favourite songs, actually. It's called You Give Up, Both Give Up. The Blue Tones, Slight Return. and Rich's Guts. It is.
Okay.
So it's still
good song there.
Thanks. 1-0 to Patch, sorry.
Good singing, Blossom.
Next one is I never said never ever. You took the words right out of my mouth. Is the sea your sunshine? Have we been told? Rich has left the quiz arena.
Great thing.
Do it again. I never said never ever. You took the words right out of my mouth. Is the sea your sunshine, have we been told?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Say it.
I never said. You took the words right out of my mouth. Is the sea your sunshine, have we been told? Or are you?
Oh.
You're watching Three Peeps in a Podcast.
Is it Going for Gold? Right, Going for Gold by...
By Henry...
Henry Kelly.
Henry Kelly.
Henry Kelly was... Going for Gold was sung by...
You're playing Car Chop.
Shit, what was it?
Oh, they also did a song... Oh, can I give this little
clue? It's not Ash. Not Ash.
All right.
One point to Rich. Shed 7.
They got a place downtown.
Yeah. 7 Shed.
Next one.
You both could get this.
Streets Like a Jungle.
Ironically, I almost did that one, but I haven't. I hope. But we are young, we get by, can't go mad, ain't got time.
Yeah, but that's me.
Rich Brown.
It's Supergrass.
Yes.
It's our fun, we run free.
10 seconds. 10, 9. All right. 2 points, Rich Brown.
It's all right.
I would have got that as well.
You said it's all right.
I would have got that.
It's cool.
Slightly annoying. Slightly annoying.
Classic tune. Does he drink? He said to not drink.
Does it? And all of the roads that we have to walk a winding. That was Rich.
Oasis. It was Oasis. That's definitely 1 point.
That was me first.
Oh, I don't like this tapping on the table, Ian. 2 points, Rich. I don't like this tapping on the table. Well, I've got to read it, but watch a table.
I had a good buzzer, but you know, buzzer's late.
Tapped over here.
Yeah, do that.
I definitely would have got that.
I've got buzzers, can't I?
Okay.
Not with this.
What? Next one.
How many is there?
There's another two. Love in the 90s is Paranoid. On sunny beaches, Rich Brown.
Blur.
Yes.
Girls and Noise.
Wow. 2 points, Rich.
I would have.
Love in the 90s. Yo, listen to the real music, Patrick.
I would not have got that until he said another word.
What? Girls and Boys.
Yeah. On holiday. Sorry. Number 7, the final question. I took her to a supermarket. Rich Brown.
Common People Pulp.
Unbelievable.
Common People Pulp.
And that is the real quiz.
That's the real quiz.
So that was 9-1 to Rich.
He's thrown a kettle of over a pub. What have you done?
use the laces.
I knew anybody would.
Absolutely fantastic. Well done, Rich.
Okay.
Frey Bentos.
Who's Cuban leader?
Who's the next singer on? Who's the next dancer on?
So we're just now forwarding on to the next act.
Please be jungle.
And we're going through the adverts.
Let's have a juggler.
One good thing about recording this sort of thing is you can forward through all the crap.
Before we watch this, let's quickly say.
Oh, there it is.
Isn't there a dance troupe that Darth Vader?
It is a dance troupe, and it's Simon Cowell's Golden Buzzer.
Can I just nip in before I forget and say something?
And they're called Boogie Storm. Go on, Mike.
Just wanted to say well done to all the people at my employment location, aka where I work, who ran the was it a 10K last weekend? Yeah, 10K, and they raised over £400 for Macmillan Cancer Support. So well done to Gabby, Marina, Charlotte, Lucy, Katie, Matt. Johns, don't need his surname, too late. Tom and Craig, I think that's it, if I missed anyone out.
Basically the whole of your workplace ran.
No, a good gang of them, so yeah, good cause, and they've done well, so well done for what you did.
Well done all.
Yeah, I got a friend, I sponsored him, his name's Reg Coombs, Richard Coombs, he ran for Sands, which is...
Reg or Richard?
Well, they call him Reg.
Why?
Just a name, isn't it? Like, call you Patch, because your name is Patrick.
Ooh. Yeah, but Reg and Rich is two different...
I know loads of people called Richard, and I call Reg. call me Reg, people. Right, I ran for a cause at Sands, which is still born. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But yeah, good cause. I donated to that. So,
would you ever run?
I feel by people who ran this year that it might spur me on to run next year.
Fair play.
But I get bored easily running.
I hate running. Okay,
drive it.
Let's try something different this time. We're going
to
actually...
What, fast forward to this last...
Well, so this is, what was it called? Boogie...
Storm.
Boogie Storm. And it's basically Simon Cowell's act, and it's Stormtroopers and Darth Vader dancing.
So rubbish, just fast forward on.
Yeah, but let's just watch it, but we'll watch it in real time, but we'll keep recording, right?
All right, yeah.
So, because a lot of your sort of comedy moments come whilst we're watching it, and then don't...
Keep it clean, because normally when we watch it, it goes a bit...
Just don't swear. Here we go.
I can't. Promise.
May the force be with you.
Say it straight away. Straight away, you have to say, may the force be with you. What a twat.
Here we go.
We have a recap of the square
word. Let's keep it. Here we go. Simon Cowell is introducing the act. This is like director's commentary now, I'm providing.
That's historic.
It needs some buttons on the show.
You haven't even seen it yet, how do you know?
The force is with them.
Okay, so we've got Darth Vader in the middle, six stormtroopers either side.
But if they were wearing their normal clothes then, would it not be as good? Because they're dressed up.
That's a cheap outfit, isn't it? It's not the best Darth
Vader. I'd say a semi-movie quality. Okay, so we've got hot stuff, Donna Summer. Do you think that's females or males?
Camp, there's probably Dave Williams in one of them.
So
if they were just wearing normal clothes then, it wouldn't be as good. But because they're wearing stormtroopers outfits, we're supposed to get excited by it.
It's a bit comedy, I suppose,
isn't it? Now we're on to a bit of Michael Jackson.
Star Wars, Moonwalking.
Nice. Okay, they're all very talented dancers. Imagine if they took off their stormtrooper outfit and it was diversity.
It'd be a suppose, wouldn't it?
But it is. It's essentially.
I've seen it before.
We've seen it all before, but it's the fact that they've got a snazzy outfit on. That's interesting.
So yeah. What is
this
history in making?
It's not. Is that it? No.
We've got quite big boxes on the
same
outfit.
Songs all the time. It.
They've got quite a big cool piece on the outfit.
I do like this song though, but
was it from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, wasn't it?
Yeah, Carlton.
Carlton dance.
Yeah, I did that dance with Cara on my feet at New Year's Eve party.
Kimasabi.
She loved it. I don't know why this is historic. Why has Carl said that you're going to witness history?
Because it's his act.
Yeah, he talks bollocks all the time.
There you go. No one.
I bet he stands up. I bet he stands up. I bet he does it all.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's turn into the full Monty.
There's a few scantily clad maidens fulfilling like every whim.
They actually, stormtroopers have now got hats over their areas.
Over their plastic. Over their plastic suits.
This takes me back. This is
I was pissing myself.
One of my favourite scenes from The Full Monty.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What you saw growing men's asses at the end.
But no, it was just the whole sort of what it led to.
Who was in it? Who starred in it?
Robert Carlyle.
Correct.
Was that his favourite performance of yours? No, that makes sense.
Which person from Any Fools and Horses starred in it?
Denzel.
Correct.
Thank you. Cowell's up.
Oh.
Brilliant. That was part of shit.
Okay, so stormtroopers and
masturbation material.
Hang on. I'm a massive Star Wars fan and
it doesn't matter what they were wearing.
Let me finish. I think that they misused the brand.
But it didn't matter what they were wearing. It was the same dancing style.
Obviously, it does. That's how they got through to semi-finals.
Yeah, bollocks, isn't it? The person's getting through by wearing an outfit.
Sorry for all the swearing on this episode.
Just walk. Yeah, they knew what they were getting when they knew I was going to watch Britain's Got Talent.
You paused it. So
if they're getting through just because they're wearing that outfit, just walk on and walk off again.
Yeah.
Cut out the middle, man.
Just walk on. What? Walk on as Darth Vader.
Yeah. And then walk off again. Yeah. If they're getting through just because that stupid outfit.
Or juggle, maybe.
Grow up. Insult. This program's on for like 2 hours every night.
Yeah, he's right.
And there's real talent out there. People who can make films, dramas,
you complain
documentaries.
You complain about the acts on this. Have you seen the advert?
What's he going to do now?
No, again, nothing. Have you seen the advert before this show?
When Katie Price is on it doing the lotto, the acting that she does on that is amazing.
Yeah. But why are we letting these people be famous? Why are we letting these people...
This is my
daughter's future. Both my daughter's future is watching these brain-dead people... Mm. Favoured by you two, getting careers out of it.
Yeah.
Think Katie Price or Jordan.
No wonder people at school don't give a shit about learning lessons because you just think they're going to get famous just by being pricks.
Sad shit to be list. Did he say to someone, "You are a C"?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Okay, so let's do another segment before we see. I think it must be the final act.
They just want to be famous on telly.
Yes, we know.
It's not healthy.
Yes. Mike.
Hello.
Have you got a Ped's Places for us, or do you want to roll that over to next time?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to do it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, as agreed in a text earlier in the week, you're going to get 3 minutes without.
I agree to that, did I?
Yeah.
Can I set the drum?
Yeah.
So, was it you that dislikes it, Rich?
I didn't know. What I didn't like was these pictures you started putting up on Facebook.
Oh yeah,
what
was that?
I didn't mind
the memes. I thought the award-winning memes that people liked.
Yeah, well, talking of award-winning memes, I think.
Put one up. You didn't comment about.
I thought it was. I thought they were all his.
The only one I did, which he created for me, was the one that went down quite well. My wife did a big shop and.
Yeah, but we're doing ourselves that way. Like, share this if you've got a daughter.
we're not doing share this if you've got a daughter.
It's the same thing in it.
Podcast.
Oh, push it by being funny.
There we are. All right, Mike. So Rich is going to set a timer for 3 minutes. Just 3 minutes is a long time.
You said
we're now an hour and 13 minutes in.
3 minutes on there, Mike.
You've got the length of the podcast, the length of the Britain's Got Talent people
act,
which I think is 2 minutes.
Yours is probably better than ours.
It's actually 2 minutes.
It's going to be ridiculous because you said that.
So so pick out. Don't increase the speed of your voice.
You can play those.
Hang on, I didn't.
And then
is quality more than
bullet point?
Quality more than quantity.
Yeah. So right, you got 3 minutes. Tell us about.
On a holiday program, you wouldn't have a half hour doing it.
Can you butt in every 10 seconds? Like, and tell me how long we've got there.
You're listening.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So you've got 3 minutes. What are we talking about?
Where are we going?
What country?
Put a mic towards me and
tell us a country.
Spain.
What, in general?
We're going to. You asked me the country. You didn't say where we're going.
We're going to
Seville.
What? You just beat Liverpool.
Seven right. Spain.
That's okay. Where you're doing it.
So yeah. 3 minutes.
Topical.
On. I have to see it myself in the face.
Three minutes on Peds.
Sevilla.
Peds places.
Liverpool in the Europa League.
Oh, there we go. He's done it now. Right. So Sevilla. 3 minutes. Start the timer now.
Okay, Seville, southern Spain, Andalusia, lovely place. What to see? See the cathedral and the Giralda Tower. The tower which was made when the Moorish people were living there, the Muslim community. And it doesn't have steps in it. It has a sort of ramp you go up because originally it was used to people would take their horse up to the top and keep lookout over the city. Anyway, next place to go is the Metropole Parasol, which is a modern day building made out of wood, and you can climb up to the top of it, walk around it, and look over the city, enjoy the sunset. That's quite romantic.
Over the horse.
They won't allow you in if you don't have a horse. Plaza de España, or in Spanish, Plaza de España, I know Patch has been there. That's just the main. Well, it's not the main square. It's quite a bit on the outskirts of the city, but it's a nice place. Very beautiful architecture, all the tiles and all the stuff they're famous for. The Alcázar Real de Seville, the royal palace from the Muslim Moorish times. That's close to the cathedral, so that's good to go there. That's what to do. To see what to do, eat tapas, watch flamenco show. The place I would recommend to watch flamenco is called Casa de la Memoria. You have to book in advance, and you can go on an evening and watch a show of classic flamenco. A walk-in tour. I say there's an FOC one, free of charge, which is run by normally by language students. Just look online. I think it's I forget the name of it, but you tip at the end what you think it's worth, so it's a cheap way of doing it, and it's very good. What to eat in Seville? Obviously, tapas is the main thing. Some bar names to go to: Bar Europa, Duo Tapas, Bar Alfalfa, and things to eat. Something called Salmorejo, or in Spanish Salmorejo, which you know gazpacho. Yeah, it's a thickened version of that. So you the blend bread into it to thicken it up. It's a typical Andalusian meal. Another one, which is another sort of thick soup, is called ajo blanco, which essentially is based on almonds and garlic. So it's quite a pungent soup. It's a white soup. That's quite nice. Jamón ibérico, or the ham, Spanish ham. Another one is spinach and chickpeas, little tapas dish, and pig cheeks are quite famous. Pig cheeks, nice bit of red meat for Patch. And that's it, because I was trying to speed this one up. That's what I would eat in Seville.
I've got a few questions. We can fill this 27 seconds.
Go.
How much did you tip the optional amount?
It's either 10 or 15 euros, is quite a bit. But I think it was 10 euros.
What's an optional amount?
You did on the motorbike. You
didn't go. That was Lisbon. That cost about 100 euros.
Do that next time. Okay, 11 seconds left. Out of 10, Seville?
8.5.
Very high. Good. Okay, now we're going to take a quick.
Listen to Rich's phone. Oh, it's a timer.
Timer's done. Right, we're going to watch the final act. Here we go.
What is he?
It's a magician, I think. Here we go.
What have we got left on that? Have you got any tutti?
Okay, we're back. So we've just seen the last two acts. First up was Richard Jones, the magician, who performed some close-up magic with the judges, which I thought was pretty amazing. In fact,
mind blowing.
Basically, pulling a page out of a bottle that was closed, that was chosen at random. My only criticism of it would be that I thought the music behind was quite loud, and he was having to shout. But that's only a small criticism. I like magicians. Rich?
Yeah, he was brilliant, to be fair. Because I mentioned to you off.
What if he'd have broken to song?
Off camera. Oh, I'd probably kick his face in. The fact that he had to use Amanda Holden's book, which is a bit of a plug, a bit of a chalet thing. But yeah, when I was at Scott James's, a long-time listener of the cast, I went to his wedding and he had a close-hand magician there. And much as you try and look at everything they do and try and catch him out, these awesome to do it is amazing.
Very quick hands. Yeah.
But yeah, the magic, the trick he did was amazing. I mean, people can dance now, but he was asked something different.
Yeah, variety.
He's my winner tonight.
Special effect. Okay.
All right.
And then we saw...
If you don't win, it's a travesty.
We saw Jack Higgins, a young chap doing...
Billy Elliot.
Doing ballet, yeah, basically Billy Elliot. But as we both said, it's not something that we reconnect with.
No, we haven't connected to. I must admit, when he's throwing himself around the stage, I thought maybe first aid might run on in a minute.
Yeah, okay. Fair play to him there.
It keeps him off the streets.
Yeah, a lot of guts.
Better than hanging around on the street corner with his mates, smoking and abusing old war veterans.
Yeah, I'm going to agree more. Mike, any thoughts on those two acts?
Yeah, the magician I enjoyed. I thought it was amazing. Amazing that someone has spent money on Amanda Holden's book.
Nice.
Thank you. What's in the book? Chapter 1, I was born. Chapter 2, went to school. Chapter 3, Les Dennis. Chapter 4, cheated on him. Chapter 5, I'm not famous, but I'm on TV.
She's been on every season, hasn't she?
Series, yeah. But she still has no talent, so it's still ironic.
Yeah, it's fair. She can judge. It's like me. I'd be like Stevie Wonder judging someone on like Miss Beauty competition. He's deaf. He's blind.
He's deaf.
He can still hear.
He's deaf and blind. What's
it? It'd be like Stevie Wonder criticizing my haircut. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She got no talent anyway. So why is she? How can she judge anyone's talent?
Stevie Wonder's got dreadlocks, but he's bald on top nowadays. So the magician was good. That's what you want to see on this show. So that's good.
Have you seen his wife?
Oh. Is he?
magician was good, and then this dancey chap, Jack Higgins from Liverpool. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to me, as we've said, but I think
he's not as good as that bloke. He's the Matt Kidd in the first one, who then standing singing the rain.
George
shit chops. Yeah,
but he was on the original, wasn't he?
But let me just say, can I just say?
Someone moved it away from me. Jack Higgins, I think it's good because he's a young lad. He's from a tough place, Liverpool. He probably gets a lot. No, what I'm saying is he probably gets a lot of stick for doing this interpretive dance. And I think it's, not so much brave, but I think you enjoy this. Good for you.
Yeah.
Bloody go and you run through, yeah? You enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I think you said in the auditions that he gets bullied and stuff, which.
Yeah, sob story.
No need.
I bet his granddad on his deathbed said, go and do it, son.
He said it would mean everything to me.
No, he actually did get bullied. Okay, so let's just quickly recap. We've got Kronos Agora, dance act.
Rush.
Zyra Rose, singers.
Perfect.
Josh Curnow, a singer.
Josh.
Then we had Vadik and the Bear, dance act. Flying Bebop, dance act with drones. Morgan Connie Smith, singer.
Rubbish.
Then we had Boogie Storm.
Waste Time.
Dance act. Richard Jones, magician.
Very good.
One of Rich's favourites. And Jack Higgins, dance act.
Seen on before.
Okay, so Rich, you're number one and number two.
Number one, the only non-dance act around singing was Richard Jones, my number one. Number two, Flying Bebop, I suppose, because it's different, but we didn't need the bloke dancing with the drones, just the drones would have been all right.
Okay, I think I'd agree with you there, Rich.
Oh.
Just don't worry, listeners. At the end, we will recap all the swear words used tonight. Richard Jones is number one, isn't it? That's no question about that. Number two, I can't.
Will he win though? Will he go through? Because it's not the magician. They don't ever seem to. Apart from I think last year, he actually came second,
Darcy
didn't he?
Oak.
Was it Darcy Oak? I don't know. I can't remember his name. But
okay.
because he can't be
marketed. You happy with that one and two?
I have not given number two yet. You took the mic away from me.
Number one,
Richard Jones.
He's done it again. Absolute swine. It's either Flying Bebop or Jack Higgins. I would like to see Jack Higgins, but I think hang on.
Flying Bebop, number two. Bebop.
So we've all gone for the same. Right, lovely. It's probably time for the results in a minute, so we'll have a quick look. But before we do that, any recommendations this week, Rich?
Well, my recommendations is recapping back to what I did recently was the virtual reality headset. If you could got 2 grand to spell to spare.
Spell.
Spell. You got 2 grand to spell. Fuck, I was gonna get that. If you've got 2 grand to spare, go out and buy yourself a HTC Vive headset. Get yourself a Windows PC if it's good for anything, and just enjoy. Get immersed in virtuality.
Enjoy the moment. Okay, my recommendation is on Netflix, and it is Peaky Blinders, which is now in season 3.
So last week, didn't you?
No.
Did I? You said Peaky Blinders last time, didn't
he? I don't think so. Did I?
It's been mentioned recently. Well, yeah, it would be by us because I know.
Lazy.
All right, well, watch Peaky Blinders anyway. I'm on just coming on to season 2, but very much enjoying it.
Mike?
I did have one, but I can't think of it, so that's fine. Yeah, so we'll call it quits now, shall we?
Right, lovely stuff here.
Okay, thanks everyone for listening. Our next episode, I think, will be live from Ashton Gate.
Come on down.
14th of June, if you want to get involved.
Do we not say if we're right on the top two, Britain's Got Talent?
Do you want to quickly do that?
Our judging is better than their judging.
Let's just pause it then.
Bang to be.
Outraged. Absolutely.
Okay, so we're back on the podcast, and Rich is outraged because Boogie Storm have come second and are going through to the final.
Thanks.
Well, at least we all picked Richard Jones as the winner.
But we did pick Richard Jones as the winner.
But just blokes just dancing in a Star Wars outfit, just won by novelty factor.
Yeah, that's like Simon Carter support his own.
Again, this is my argument for X Factor, right? Different programme. But when are you lot going to wake up and smell the coffee that the X Factor now is turning to the judges, not about the contestants?
Yeah.
So it's nothing if Cal even knows.
It's basically just creating a TV show.
Yeah, but if you got him, he got his own person, someone who's massively much better than his own person, is to vote for his own person.
Although I like the X Factor, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head who won the last one because I've forgotten. Justice.
Good question, wasn't it?
It was it. I don't know. But they were Justice.
No, I don't know.
I don't know, was it a woman?
The man?
I can't
say. Sam Bailey won it the year before.
A blonde piece.
And
it's a blonde piece, wasn't it?
Oh, I can't remember.
I think it's a blonde piece.
Amelia was.
Oh, do you want to play that sax? Give it to me. It was Ben Hay now. Bang.
Was it? Was that the last? That was two years ago.
Yeah.
Was it?
He was on the last one as a special guest.
He was. I can't tell you.
Oh, we can't end the podcast that we think it is.
We can.
Google it.
Oh, we can, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, this was a bit of a test. See how it went. And
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it went well. Rich enjoyed himself. Rich got a bit of anger, in fact. Apologies for the editing during and throughout. Obviously,
the swearing was jovial.
Nothing meant by it.
Louisa Johnson.
Yeah, she blonde?
Oh, I can't remember what she looked like. I know. I've got her in my head now.
Like 17 or something.
Yeah.
he's got her in the bank.
Okay, thanks very much for everyone for listening. I hope you enjoy the show. Like, share and retweet everything and subscribe and
tell all your family members.
Do all that business. And do you want to say goodnight, Mike?
Yeah, goodnight. See you next time. I enjoyed this.
Cheers all and see you down the gate.
See you down the gate. Thanks everyone.
On the 14th.
Slates.
Play that now.
Play that sax. Three peeps in the podcast.